It's not your imagination. Election campaigns are starting earlier and lasting longer. Former political strategists say that's because more people are casting their votes long before election day, so politicians are bringing forward policy announcements and campaign launches. What does that mean for how the campaigns are conducted and their impact on voters? Catherine Gregory takes a look.
Just like Christmas, election campaigns are starting earlier and lasting longer.
Intensive, fully costed, $3.5 billion plan over the next decade.
These new laws go towards protecting people.
The 2019 federal election date hasn't even been set, but major policy announcements and marketing pitches are well underway. Simon Banks, the head of Labor-aligned lobbying firm Hawker Britain, says that's because more people are casting their votes earlier, about 2 weeks before the official election day. And the former Labor Party strategist points out campaign managers have had to adapt.
Political parties are in many ways bringing their election campaign forward. What used to happen is you used to try and sort of build up to a sort of a final crescendo with your advertising and other things, targeting voters as they literally made up their mind as they wandered into the polling booths. If you haven't got your major policies out, significant sections of the community, significant amounts of undecided voters are making up their minds that couple of weeks out from the election campaign.
Data from the Australian Electoral Commission shows pre-poll or early votes increased from 1 million to almost 3 million between 2007 and 2016. The combined number of early and postal votes in the 2016 federal election was almost one-third of the total turnout, and the AEC expects this will increase even more in this year's elections. Graham Morris is the head of Liberal lobbyist firm Barton Deakin and former campaign strategist for John Howard. He says not only has this trend made election campaigns longer, but also more expensive.
It just makes things really, really hard for campaign strategists. It means that your money is spread over a much greater period. It means that you have to have manpower manning polling booths much, much earlier. But we also have a whole bunch of people who are making up their mind very late. So for a campaign director, that is really, really hard. You have to go flat out for, you know, 6 or 7 weeks instead of 5 weeks.
Dr. Stephen Mills from the University of Sydney worked with the Electoral Research Regulation Network to investigate early voting patterns in recent elections. He's found the long and expensive campaigns are a disadvantage for minor parties and independents, and potentially some voters too.
Early voters miss out on a fair bit of the campaign, and I'm concerned about the kind of deliberative aspect of campaigns, you know, providing opportunities for voters to weigh up both sides and providing opportunities for candidates as well to put the arguments, say what they stand for. Well, then early voting does tend to, undermine that a little bit.
At Sydney University's Dr. Stephen Mills, ending that report by Catherine Gregory.